This is Every Man's Battle with Stephen Arterburn. Stephen Arterburn is the best-selling author of over 50 books, including the Every Man's Battle series, concerning men's moral integrity issues.
The human appetite for gaining wisdom is the last appetite discussed in the creation narrative. It's mentioned in Genesis 3:6, moments before sin entered the world. When the woman saw that the fruit was good for food and pleasing to the eye, and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. All the fruit in the garden was good for food and pleasing to the eye, but the draw of this particular fruit was its desirability for gaining wisdom. Satan focused on our appetite for wisdom to tempt our first parents to sin. But the misuse of this appetite doesn't make it faulty. Like other appetites, our appetite for wisdom is a gift from God. The book of Proverbs was written for the express purpose of attaining wisdom. The entire book expands on the thematic statements of Proverbs 1:7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Just as the world and our first parents were created good, beautiful, and in communion with God, so too were our appetites. They originated not with us, but with our Maker. Yet experience confirms what the Bible teaches. We no longer live in this pristine condition. The issues we need to explore and understand now is how sin affects our appetites and how they can be controlled and redirected to redemptive and truly satisfying ends. Tune in with me, men, as we do this in the days ahead.
This has been Every Man's Battle with author, speaker, and New Life Ministries founder, Stephen Arterburn. If you'd like information about New Life's Every Man's Battle workshops that help men achieve sexual integrity, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. This Every Man's Battle program has been sponsored by New Life Ministries.